Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's ascent in the semiconductor sector. The participants are Pankaj Mohindru, Chairman, India Cellular and Electronics Association, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor.
I'm joined by Sri Pankaj Mohindru, who's with the India Cellular and Electronics Association. And today, we would be discussing on the chip revolution in India. What is it about the supply chain that is being developed now, making India self-reliant in manufacturing when it comes to the auto sector, electronics and durables, including national security, space exploration and defense applications? To understand this better, we're joined by Pankaj Mohindru ji. Sir, a warm welcome to you on this program.
Thank you.
Pankaj ji, for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, can you tell us how we are transitioning from an assembly-based manufacturing economy to a design-based manufacturing economy in the manufacture of chips, which act as transistors and they're placed on the motherboards of electronic goods? How do you see this as an essential development in our economy?
You know, we were trying to do this for the last more than 3.5 decades and we were not successful. And everybody must be wondering what special has happened now. Semiconductor is a big boy's game, so it's not for the faint-hearted. And we have great leader now in our Honorable Prime Minister. And we have an excellent minister, Ashwini Vaishnavji, and a very good leadership at the bureaucratic level also. So this is, as I said, this industry is not for the faint-hearted. So all your ducks need to be lined up, which happened about 3-4 years back when the right policies and the right investment was put in place, and we have excellent results. We have a fab coming up at Tata Electronics at Dholera. We have 9 packing units, also 5 in implementation stage and 4 which have just been announced, which are going to be under construction very soon. And so it's very, very exciting times. And this has happened all good for the industry and good for the nation. Very important factor was that we were able to scale up our electronic and especially mobile phone manufacturing to this extraordinary level, which has been a growth of almost 3,000% from about 2.5 billion to nearly 70 billion now. And the electronic industry, which was 25-30 billion odd in 2015, is now over $140 billion. So that has, you see, as they say, if there is honey, you know, you'll attract flies. So with this big market and the confidence that, you know, India is really supporting the electronic manufacturing, all aspects of electronic manufacturing. So this has set the stage for the global interest in our semiconductor industry, which has, and the 4 foundational pillars of this industry, which is fabs, packing units, product design, and talent creation, all of that was in place.
So the understanding is that in the design and manufacturing of chips, their earlier nanometer size was 7, 5, and 3, and now the nanometer size is reflecting development of 2 nanometers, which is being produced at foundries. How important is that, using advanced tools and equipment, notwithstanding that there are 4 pillars to the manufacturing process as well?
You see, the magic of semiconductors is that you pack more and more into, you know, less and less. And that's the way this industry has evolved over the last 40, 50 years. But you see, there is the legacy nodes are also very important, which have a large consumption. The smaller nodes like 2, 3, 5 nanometer is for essentially for very small products like smartphones, where the consumer aspiration is extraordinary, that you want more and more capacity, you want faster speeds, etc. Otherwise, there is a legacy node market, which is very large, which is very important. And we have to start producing for that. We have to start producing for the strategic sector, for our defense sector, for our space sector, all of that. So we have just the ARM announcement made by the Honorable Minister that these 2-nanometer chips will be designed in India. That is the first step of India having a workforce capable of designing those products. We are not yet looking at fabrication of those chips of those nodes, but we will have that capability of designing that, which is a very critical capability.
Let's now hear what the Honorable Prime Minister said about made in India semiconductor chips.
हमने मिशन मोड में सेमीकंडक्टर के काम को आगे बढ़ाया है। छह अलग अलग सेमीकंडक्टर के यूनिट्स जमीन पर उतर रहे हैं। चार नए यूनिट्स को हमने ऑलरेडी हरी झंडी दिखा दी है, ग्रीन सिग्नल दे दिया है। और देशवासियों और मेरे खास करके नौजवानों और विश्व भर में भारत की टेक्नोलॉजी की ताकत को समझने वाले लोगों को भी कहना चाहूंगा, इसी वर्ष के अंत तक भारत की बनी हुई, भारत में बनी हुई, भारत के लोगों द्वारा बनी हुई मेड इन इंडिया चिप्स बाजार में आ जाएगी।
सर, डू टेल अस अबाउट द 10 अप्रूव्ड प्रोजेक्ट्स अक्रॉस 6 स्टेट्स वेयर द इन्वेस्टमेंट्स इज स्टेटेड टू बी अबाउट 1.6 लाख करोड़ रुपीस अंडर द सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन व्हिच ऑलरेडी हैज एन आउटले ऑफ 76,000 करोड़ रुपीस।
द टाटा इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स फैब व्हिच इज विद द टेक्निकल कोलैबोरेशन फ्रॉम पीएसएमसी ताइवान इज कमिंग अप इन धुलेरा in Gujarat, that is under construction and the commercial production should start in 2027. Then in the first round, four packing projects, Micron, which is again in Gujarat, which is packing of memory chips, Tata Electronics, ATMP project is in Assam, CG Power is in Gujarat, and Kane Semicon also in Gujarat. And after that, HCL Foxconn project, which is in Uttar Pradesh, SIC SEM, in Odisha, 3D Glass Solutions is again in Odisha, ASEP is in Andhra Pradesh, and the CDIL project recently approved is in discrete components, and they are expanding their ATMP operations. There is another packing unit in Surat, Suchi Semicon, which is already in production, and recently one project, RRP Electronics, was approved in Maharashtra by the Maharashtra government. So these are the projects. But that is not all which is happening. Besides that, there is a very good focus on semiconductor product design. ICA's announced a semiconductor product design leadership forum led by Sandeep Kumarji, who is the MD of L&T Semiconductor, and the semiconductor leadership forum, which is led by Dr. Randhir Thakur, MD of Tata Electronics. That has already been announced. On talent acquisition and talent creation, the aspiration is that India will have to create talent for itself for all these units and for the product design, plus also produce a talent pipeline for the world.
Pankaj Mahindruji, tell us about the ASML chip making machine. I understand it's imported as a capital goods requirement. How advanced are we to ensure that we can maybe find a substitute, or are we still dependent on key imports?
So ASML is a company out of Netherlands. It's a world leader, and they are a part of most of the fabs. They are a very critical product capital goods company for the semiconductor sector. A bit of long-term planning for us that we should be in the production of machinery also for semiconductors. That is some time away, I would say.
Pankaj Mahindruji, what is the projected growth by 2030 in terms of market size? And based on this, what are the challenges of setting up a fab unit in India?
Honorable Prime Minister has given a manufacturing target of 500 billion for electronics. So, and we are exercising everything at our command to ensure that we are able to achieve that target by 2031. That means that the semiconductor demand in India will be over $100 billion, which is very significant.
Sir, could you tell us something about Semicon India 2025 in terms of our needs of skill development and quality control during chip manufacturing in India?
You see, you set up a whole ecosystem when you set up a fab, and that is a very high cutting edge, high technology thing. So all of this comes together as a package. Quality control is a package. You can't go wrong in this. You have to have excellent yields, because a very high level of capital investment has gone into the project. So all of that has to be put together. And as I said, this is a big boys game. So all the elements, which is the academic institutions, the how you create the talent, the company which is setting up the fab and all the suppliers, this whole ecosystem comes together to make it a viable ecosystem.
So what type of pricing are we looking at from different types of manufacturers, whether auto electronics, durables, defense companies, when it comes to buying different types of chips based on nanometers and other features? What type of pricing are we looking at from the competitive standpoint?
The world is absolutely flat in this industry, other than strategic electronics, where you could have, or space, where you could have the luxury of consumer specifying a certain degree of confidentiality and be ready to fund it also. But otherwise, the world is flat. You have to compete with the entire world. That's why the yields have to be very excellent. And the pricing depends on how the final product is designed, how the system has been designed, and what is the percentage which is attributable to the system, to the IC in that. So it's a complex structure, but in simple terms, I can say that you have to be competitive with the whole world. In fact, you have to be more competitive than the rest of the world, because we are starting off late in the industry. So it will take time for Brand India to build its trust.
Let's now listen to the Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Sri Ashwini Vaishnav, saying about the launch of the first chip in December 2026.
In the semiconductor mission version 2.0, we'll be focusing seriously on the equipment which go into manufacturing chips and the materials which go into manufacturing chips. So net-net, we are looking at the complete semiconductor stack, design, manufacturing chips, manufacturing the equipment that manufacture chips, manufacturing the materials that manufacture chips, and complete talent pipeline. So overall, the complete semiconductor stack we are working to develop in a country.
Pankaj Mahindruji, my final question to you is on the aspect of design, because Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has inaugurated an ARM semiconductor design office at Bengaluru on the 16th of September. What is the importance of this inauguration?
ARM is one of the foundational companies in the ecosystem. The important thing about this and the announcement which the minister made was that cutting-edge chips of 2 nanometers are going to be designed there. This is very significant, extremely significant, because this takes our capability to another level. At the same time, as I told you, we announced the Semiconductor Product Design Leadership Forum, which has a target of establishing a large number of Indian companies in product design, where the IP and the design is owned by us.
Well, thank you, Pankaj Mahindruji, for speaking to us on Akashvani and giving us an in-depth understanding of what the chip revolution in India is all about, our development of the supply chain and a transition from an assembly manufacturing economy to a design-based manufacturing economy in the chips industry. Thank you so much, Pankaj Mahindruji of the India Cellular and Electronics Association.
Jai Hind.
You were listening to a discussion on India's ascent in the semiconductor sector. The participants were Pankaj Mohindru, Chairman, India Cellular and Electronics Association, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.